This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump has signed two measures that show support for Hong Kong's democracy protesters, angering Chinese leaders. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The two measures passed nearly unanimously in the House and Senate last week after months of unrest on the streets of Hong Kong. President Trump had expressed some reservations about the effects of those statements since he's negotiating a trade deal with China's President Xi Jinping, who suggested there could be countermeasures if Trump signed the bills. One mandates sanctions on Chinese and Hong Kong officials who carry out human rights abuses. The other bans the export to Hong Kong police of items like tear gas, rubber bullets, and tasers that could be used against demonstrators. President Trump says he signed the measures with the hope of a peaceful resolution. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
There's new information on the timing of President Donald Trump's decision to release military aid to Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
When President Donald Trump finally released nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine in September, he knew a whistleblower complaint had been lodged. Two officials not authorized to discuss the matter publicly tell the Associated Press Trump was briefed about the whistleblower in late August by White House counsel Pat Cipollone and John Eisenberg, an attorney with the White House National Security Council. The August briefing was first reported by the New York Times. The White House has claimed the suspension of the military aid was not linked to the president's request that Ukraine investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his family. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The New York-based Human Rights Watch claims it has damning evidence showing the Turkish-backed Syrian National Army is engaged in summary executions, pillaging, seizing properties, and preventing the return of people to their homes. Last month, Turkish forces and the SNA launched an offensive in northeast Syria against Syrian